Tov Kuf Mem Zion. Dimishiyat Meslo Meis Becholamoid. Okay, so Cholamoid is also behested with Tainus. The person does not say it. We don't say Hespedim during Cholamoid. And we don't also don't fast during Cholamoid. Because they're like Yomtov, they don't fast. Menichin is a mitzvah berchoiv. So they used to have a process, and then when they would take the mace along the way to the base to be buried, they would stop with the mita. Mita was what the litter that they carried the mace on. And they would stop. People would then use it as a moment to stop and reflect and say something. So we don't stop. Shlal harga lisa hespin in order to, because that would cause people to say hespin. Similarly, we don't go to the Sikoros and we don't want to have the mace sitting there waiting for the grave to be dug, because then people are going to start saying things about the mace. They're going to use the opportunity to say a hesped. So we don't want them. People will see that as an opportunity to get up and speak while they're waiting. Okay. We don't want the mace to wait there in the street. The people will use the opportunity while they're waiting to get up and say a hesped. Okay. Beis noshim ma'anos. So they used to have, part of the funeral process, the women would have a crying session. So there was different ways of doing it. There was something called ma'anus, something called makananus. So ma'anus is they respond, and shakulam onus ke'achas, means they all would raise their voices together, and with a wail at the same time. But they can't do makaronos, which the hanoshim achas meant the bearers of kulan oynis acharel. One would say something, everyone else would respond. All the women would respond. That raises a higher level of mourning. The hanot lahakas kaf al kaf. They don't clap their hands together. Once the mace has been buried, even that is not permitted. Even ma'anus is not permitted. So the wailing, which they used to do like a professional, they actually had professional women who, but they were trained to do this. And they would raise the sensitivity of the tzibur, but to cry more from their emotions. So we limit what you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. Gimel, Kol Shoshim Yom Lifnei HaMoed. So it's interesting halach over here. So like this. We don't arrange a hesped for a person who's nifter within 30 days before the Chol HaMoed. Kol Shoshim Yom Lifnei HaMoed, also the hesped, we don't say hesped on the mace Lifnei Shoshim Yom Kadam HaMoed. A person who's been nifter earlier back, and as opposed to one who's nifter right now, you're saying hesped right now for the, at the time of the kavura, but he's been nifter earlier, and you want to just arrange a shloshim memorial gathering. You don't do it within 30 days before the yomtiv, because it raises the emotions, and then the person goes into the yomtiv with those emotions. If there's been another individual who died, which you're allowed to be masa, because this individual died within the 30-day period before the Yom Tov, and that's mutter, even erev regel, that's mutter. So you're saying, well, while we're mentioning that hesped, let's mention the other person who was nifter also. No. We can't combine the hesped for both together and say he's doing it anyway, so what's the problem? We don't say that. Okay. Um, After that process of being ma'arer, it takes 30 days for the memory to forget. The yaspiel of pachas m'shloshim yom l'tnei regel, yola de zel livkos l'tzar beregel, the dayan lo shkechoy. So then, if you do this beforehand, it will diminish the celebration of the regel because he'll have the mace in his mind within the last 30 days, which will cause him to not be able to celebrate the regel properly.
Even though if he was nifter within 30 days, we allow a normal hesped, as we're saying.
You have no choice. You have to give the mace the proper covet.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, you have a choice.
Yeah, why are you delaying?
The mace is already there was also elements of shicha because 30 days have passed, and then you're like being buried again. Over here, the mace is just nifter anyway. There's going to be that element of tsar from the regal. The hesped toch shloshim is not going to add more to the tsar because for 30 days that focus will be there anyway. But here, 30 days have passed. The focus has been diminished, and then you're remembering it. Philim emasme in a noitel skar brzei. He's not doing it for money. Rak bechinam the same mitzvah gam kenoser. It's not just you can't, because the iser is not mitzad the maspid. It's mitzad the shomim. Okay. Vein nafkemina beinim maspid who adam acher or echemin hanoshim shmutalav avilusov. Whether it's an independent person or somebody who's chayav and avelus, and he said, listen, he's anyway, in that state of emotion. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. Amei shemesu li'tnei shloshim. Filo al tam ha'chochem shemesu, even if it's a tam ha'chochem. So we don't use it as a heter. Which was other shmo matzah lasses hesped al adam gadol afil al shmo rechayke im lo ha'yisa shasa kershim mikardim. Chibet adam nachal eshkol ayin shom ayin b'shari tshuva. He says in the case that there wasn't an opportunity to do it beforehand, and they talk about adam gadol, so al tzitz kavod we're going to do that, even though that will impact afterwards the simcha of the yom, but that's the proper else is covered. When the opportunity comes, you do it. Now, take a look at the Shar Tzion and Dalet. He says, why not tam hachochem shemeis? Nitam de'ein bizmanedo din tam hachochem. Came after Prima Gadim. He says that the tam hachochem, which the Gemara was matur, the Gemara that you could do for tam hachochem, we don't have anybody who meets that criteria anymore. Right? I mean, that includes the Rambam, He's not the Talmud Chacham of the Gemara. Talmud Mekilim, then he don't know Tosim Zelinyan Shalol Hokol Afim Mayan Atzmai. We accept this Psak, that there's no Talmud Chacham as Man Hazeh, up to the point that, at least for the point of, that we don't say it has been on Mayan itself. It is the Gemara who mutter the Talmud Chacham. For true Talmud Chacham of the Gemara stature, there's a mutter to say it has been even during Chol HaMoed. That much we accept the Pesach that we don't have a Talmud Chacham as Man Hazeh. Akaponim Shalom HaHakmer Av Kedem HaRegel Shem HaYavol Ur Tzar B'Moed, which that's like a concern that it might cause Tzar during the Yom Tov. But Av B'Zeh Onam Achzikim Len Tzimin Chacham. For that purpose, we say, he's a Talmud Chacham and you're allowed to do that. So Mikra then in Talmud Chacham is really mutter even in Chol HaMoed. We said that we have nobody, everybody agrees we have nobody who meets that stature. But to prohibit doing it before Yom Tov, because it's a concern that maybe it will cause the person to start during the Yom Tov, for that, this second opinion says that we assume that we do have a Talmud Chacham as Manas, and we're Mekel, that much we're Mekel. Okay. So that's brings out the Shmuel and the Nachal Eshkol are makel that for that purpose we have a din of a Talmud Chacham as man is it. Okay. He tells you, look at the Mishnah Berurah, tells you, look at the Shari Tshuva. So you look at the Shari Tshuva, it has an asterisk. Kol HaMoyim Lifnei HaMoyed. Right, so if you look about... just one line, like almost like the last line, second to last line. The argument that if the heter is that we're doing it for, it's not his mace personally, it's the mace of the chacham, so he's being asked for the kavod hatara, and then he says that the kavod hatara is the kavod regel. So that's bedorim sarachiyun because Allah says mace is imloy b'makom sheni rashi yesh sarach shah. So he says, halacha l'maisa, I will limit it unless there's a real reason why you have to do it. Okay. Karam amoyed, Shemur Dalad, Karam Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. Since it's treated by any yamtus, it's not just Brahma Chalamayid, it's Brahma Yamtu also. You shouldn't have, before Shuas, the person has this limitation because he shouldn't be thinking about the Niftar during the yamtus of Shuas. He raises the question, is Rechiv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, therefore I have this prohibition because you're diminishing the Simcha of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur by creating, well, maybe Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur aren't such happy times anyway, you're thinking about the din, etc. So it's not defined as a Zman of Simcha.
So is it that you're not supposed to do like a Shloshim, like what they would do for somebody, you know, like Rabbi...
Right.
You shouldn't do that specifically. Have such a ceremony after 30 days.
Right. At the end of the 30 days, if that's within 30 days before the Yom Tov. Shuz Yaakov, Mekel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He's Mekel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay. Which. I'm sorry. So during El, it's going to be mutter. The more I think, what's the reason why this is, what the Isser is? So he raises the issue. Like Mishmar mentioned, the issue of Schar Rechinum. The argument of the difference in Schar Rechinum is, Roman number says that the, let's say the person's arranging the Shloshim. You know, we're afraid that he wants it to be mechabedik, so he'll spend money on it. He'll end up using all of his money, which is designated for Yom Tov, on the hesped. So that's Mishabur said, no, even it's mechinam, which the chara, then there's no chashash that he's going to spend all of his money because the fellow's not charging anything. It's still a problem. And my son, there's a mandam in the Gemara which says that that's the Isser. That the Isser is we're going to spend the money which you prepare, you put it away for as simple as Yom Tov, you're going to spend it on the Hesped.
What does that mean? How do you spend the money on the Hesped?
You'd pay money for the speaker, uh-huh. Pay money for this the venue where you're going in, whatever money you need to do to be able to make the Hesped as mechubadik as you need. Mm-hmm. So that was that's why in the Gemara, the Amara Rav is Mazur, that's why this is Asur. Because afraid that this will diminish the Simchas Yom Tov by laying out the money for this purpose. Since Rosh Hashanah and Kippur don't have the same chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov to celebrate, which you'd have to spend money on them, so maybe we could argue so that's not a problem. Maybe you would spend the money. What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just finish off Hay and Bob. Hey, Mishmutim Nesha Huloi Chadosha, the new mace is Mutter, so he's Nifter right now. Maria's Kabula Beliboy, and with Hosebas Bishriel HaHespet. He's in pain for this Patira anyway. The Hespet doesn't add or subtract that. So Mutter Filim HaMaspet Natoskar, Filim Sharbani Odom, Shakalodom Shedabani Tvinichom. And therefore, And so we're saying even for schar, which means again, like come on, number that would be a problem. He's saying no, we're passing the kula on that. Also, the hasvidim evolve. You can't add another person in. But if you add discuss another person, which you already forgot about, that will increase his schar, and that's improper. So let's look at here.